Hello and welcome to Paula O'Brien's podcast. Today is a follow-up on an article that I have just written called We Are Not Our Past. I think the principle for wanting to do a podcast on it is that I can reaffirm my thoughts, maybe while you're driving the car, you're on your way to work, you're sat on the bus, you're having 5 little minutes to yourself. I just think these things are great for inspiring people to think over certain things in their life that they maybe wouldn't do if they had to sit and read it. We are not our past. What an incredible thought just by itself, and how many of us define who we are today by what's gone on in our life previous to this very moment. I know I do. And I will spend way too much energy looking back into that very past with a degree of sadness. Could I have done better? Certainly with the if-onlys, I wished I had, what-if scenarios that many of us rule our present by. But then I got to thinking, that can't be undone. It's been, and in fact, it's gone. And how many energies do we waste just thinking that? Going back into history, I mean, our past is as far removed from this present day as if we were going back trying to figure out Nero and what he was doing when he was playing his violin. Seriously. How far back can we go, and what is the point? Now, we can learn from our past, and if you do know what Nero was doing when he was fiddling with his violin, feel free to write in. But you know what I'm saying? We spend so much time dwelling on it that we're wasting the opportunities of the here and the now. And guys, listening to this, this is all we've got. This very moment of you listening to this, this is it. Because tomorrow, well, it hasn't happened. Yesterday's been and gone. Nothing can do a damn thing about it. And many of us, me included, waste too much of this very precious energy procrastinating, putting off, thinking, following in what we will call the wake of our life, the past, what's gone before us. The wake is the last bit of the ship. It's the water it leaves behind. It dispels that it no longer needs. It doesn't power the boat. It doesn't drive it forward. It's just something pretty to look at that was in the past. So from today, and I know this is going to sound very theoretical and very poetic in its way, and I hear many of you are going to say, oh, Paula, if only it was that simple. But what if I was to tell you that it was that simple? Really? That you, big deep breath here, is in charge of your own destiny, and that you can reinvent who you are today, perhaps to a certain degree based on your past, because shouldn't we learn from what we were? If we've been wronged, if we've had a dreadful life, if we've been the victim, shouldn't we sit back and say, well, thank you, past, for making me who I am? Because without that, none of you would be here today. And isn't it us that chooses to go down in the very last vestries of our mind to revisit that when there's no need? This is our choice. This is your choice. Nobody is forcing you to do that. It's like saying, there is a video film, there is a DVD film that you really hate, and you're a video nasty. Let's say it's going to be Friday the 13th with Jason Voorhees, okay? And you don't like it because it makes you jump, but here you are constantly putting it in. Now, I'm giving you another DVD. I'm going to give you Andy Pandy, and I'm going to say, here's Andy Pandy, go along and have that because that's so fun, you know? And you're going to be like, but I don't want to watch that, Paula, because I'm addicted to this film, my past. I'm going to watch it. Even though I know it's bad, I'm still going to watch it. Even though I know what's coming, I'm still going to watch it. Because that film represents your past, your choice. So from today, take a long, hard look in the mirror. Preferably not while you're driving. Wait till you stop at the red sign. There'll be somebody behind to remind you that it's time to go, you know? Take a long, hard look at your past and think, Paula's right. I'm not going to be defined by what it was. I'm not going to let it make me who I am today. And if you judge it and anyone in it, you're just judging yourself. So today, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. We have to move from there. And we have to move with conviction, encouragement, energy, enthusiasm into today and subsequently then into our tomorrows that will then be our past. So if we are habitually doing this, would it not be absolutely fantastic to look back on a past that you can remember and that you are proud of? So every day when we walk into our future, we are actually carving out the past that we will be remembering. How unique is that? So I'm going to think on that profound note that just flopped into my head. I'm quite impressed by that. I truly am sitting here grinning, thinking, what kind of a past do I want to create for the next 5 years? When I look back, I want to look back and think, wow, that was some journey. Wow, didn't I do well? Wow. I think you should join me on that. And I think if we're carving out the future that will ultimately be the past, I think that we need to say, do you know what? I did a really mighty fine job. So think of today as a new beginning. My lovely best friend, and I call her a sister from another mother, Diane. First time I ever heard this expression, she said to me, you should rub yourself out and start again. I've never heard that expression before. And I sit often many days and think, I'm drawing myself. I think I could rub that bit out and start again. So maybe today we need to do that. But we need to stop letting the actions of others and the actions of things that we have no control of defining who we are. So what if in our past we made a mistake and we did that and we haven't learnt by that, then today is the day to make sure that we do in the future. This goes with health, finances, love, work, anything in life. I woke up with a cold, a sniffle, which I do. Now my past would have been, oh my God, I've got a cold. By Friday, it'll have turned into pneumonia. I'll have a headache on Saturday. By Monday, I won't be able to go into work. Oh my God, my tour next week will be awful. I'm just blaming that on my past. So instead of saying that, I'm waking up thinking it's just a sniff, it'll be gone soon. That is how I'm defining myself from my past. I am moving forward and thinking everything is not always going to be the same. It's how we treat it from this moment on. So how's about we treat ourselves with respect? Remember, this is the past that you'll be looking on in a couple of years' time. So make your future a good one so that when we look back, we can smile. Have a wonderful day.